Blog Talk Radio.
LiveDeliverance.com, here on BlogTalkRadio.com. This is Pastor Steve Lee, and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. If you're listening to us via the simulcast during the hours of 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. on Sunday evenings, we're so glad to have you. Because the Lord is moving in a mighty way, it is my pleasure to let you know that you can hear the Live Deliverance broadcast on Facebook at facebook.com/events/www.blogtalkradio/livedeliverance. Or you can reach us on Apple through podcast.apple.com/US. And also on the FM Player series, FM.player/series/live deliverance. And as the Lord is moving and releasing his glory all over the world, we would like for you to get involved with this ministry and invite some of your friends, family members, or even coworkers to come and listen and be blessed. Don't forget that tonight's ministry will be made available for you to share with them about 10 minutes after the broadcast. Just go to the website, livedeliverance.com, look for Pastor Steve Lee and the date of that broadcast. So go ahead and get a pen and some paper. And if you have any questions or comments about the ministry tonight, when we get to the end of the broadcast, I'll give you an opportunity to ask those questions and make those comments. Please know that I'm only here because of what the Lord said in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of the doctrine, by the sleight of men, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, speaking the truth in love, may grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, having said all of that, we can get down to the business of God. So if you would join me in a word of prayer. Father, I ask you to speak to me so that I can hear. Awaken me the mind of Christ. Open to mine eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of your word. Breathe on me so that I can speak, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Flow through me and cause me to move by your spirit, that healing and deliverance break forth in this place and this because of your word, your spirit, and your love. Live big in me. I now decrease so that you can increase. Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus in my life as I now share the living word, the bread of life. Jesus, reveal to us the Father and draw us into his presence where there is fullness of joy. Heavenly Father, quiet our hearts and minds as we allow the peace of God to rule in our lives. Cause us to grow in the grace that has appeared unto all men as you teach us how we should live in this present world. May we now awake to righteousness and slumber no more by walking in the Spirit and in the fullness of his grace. As we sojourn in the land of promise, going from faith to faith and from glory to glory. For you've made us more than conquerors in this life through Christ Jesus. So speak to our spirit and birth victories in our heart and in our minds. In Jesus' name, I pray. Well, beloved, this is part three of a faithful word, an active word, and a confirmed word. This will be like the second part of an active word. So we can kind of see what we should be doing if we haven't been doing it. And if we have been waiting and trusting, what we can do to cause God to move by his spirit and by his word, even in a greater life in our life. I'm not just looking for results here, beloved. You know, we're supposed to believe God for what he said to happen in our life. But I'm not driving my ministry on you getting what you think you want. I would much rather have you to be in right standing with God so that God can do whatever he wants to do. See, I'm not trying to win friends and influence people. I'm trying to give you truth that would change your heart so that your heart then, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth can then declare and decree the things that you've been believing God for, that you've settle in your heart God wants you to have because you found it in his word. See, that's what I'm trying to do. See, the word that left heaven is already been a faithful word. It was established as a faithful word. Okay? The Bible says that in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, it says, I'm asking you, brother, I'm talking to you by the mercies of God. I'm not talking to you just because I got a witty idea. I'm asking you by the mercies of God that you will present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable unto God, which is your spiritual or reasonable service. And as you're doing that, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, I'm not just trying to give you a word that's tantalizing and makes you want to then become part of the ministry here, give and cause me to be able to enjoy the things that you said. God bless this man. I'm going to give you the opportunity, but that's not what I'm in it for, okay? I'm in it so that you can hear truths that would transform, that your mind will be renewed, that you can then prove because of having a renewed mind, you can prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Not that you haven't been walking in it. I'm not saying you haven't. I'm saying this is what I'm here for, so that I can allow God to work in us. It's him that works in you, and both to do and to will of his good pleasure. Okay? See, I'm just agreeing with God is what I'm doing. See, there's a lot of times in the last days, you're going to have people that's going to have itching ears, and they're going to go find people that will say something suitable to make their ears feel good, to make their flesh feel good. That's not me. See, I want you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you can prove what the good. Didn't say that I will be able to show you, that you can prove. See, I believe any place in this Bible too will fit. So as God gives me revelation, he's not a respecter of person. All I can possibly do is to remind you where it's located in the scripture. Okay, that's my best job. I can just show you where it's located. It's up to you then to decide that you're going to say, I can appropriate that promise for my life. I'm going to walk in that open door. Okay? So he says that in verse 3, this I say through the grace is given unto me, unto every man that is among you, not to think more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. See, I'm trying to get you to tap into that measure of faith that God has already given you. I'm trying to stir you up, if you would. Maybe that's all I can do. Okay? I can't make any promises to you that this or that or go that way or this way. All I can do is point you to the scripture. See? To remind you, oh, that's right, he did say that. And he is talking to me. See, because all the promises of God, beloved, they are there for you to enjoy, for you to live by. See? So I that's all I'm doing is giving you a roadmap that I discovered that's already in your Bible. Notice I didn't come to your house and then write in your Bible what you read in your Bible. Okay? So I'm not trying to change the word. I'm just saying the word is there, and in the last days, it would probably be good for us to depend more on what the word says and not on our emotional druthers, be that good or bad. See? Because what God said is what God is going to maintain. See? He's watching over his word to perform it. I'm just trying to let you find a page where it's written on. Okay? I'm doing what Jesus said. It is written. It is written. See? These are not times that I want to just tell you my revelation. I'm simply pointing you in the direction so that God can speak to you. The reason I like to do it that way is because when I'm not there and you're in the heat of the moment, then you can call on God for yourself in that heated moment. See? As opposed to waiting for somebody that you can connect with after the fact. I'm wanting God to be able to do what he said as it's happening in front of you. Okay? Just like the man of God the servant of the Lord was nervous because he saw all of those warriors round about him. And the man of God just said, oh, I just ask that you open his eyes. And then when God opened his eyes, he saw the mountains aside covered with angels and chariots and flaming angels and flaming swords. Why? Because now that man could live off of the vision, purpose, and heart of God for himself. Amen. See? Because I'm not going to always be there when there's a challenge in your life. Okay? But the Holy Spirit's job is to bring to your remembrance what Jesus has said. I'm just trying to point you in the direction so you can see chapter and verse. That's one of the reasons that I always try to give you the chapter and the verse so you can go verify it for yourself. See? Not that you can just say, oh, that I did a good thing. I can't do anything for you. I don't have a heaven or a hell for you. See? So I simply take you to as it is written so we can all enjoy it. Because when you strengthen your own heart to believe God through the word that he's revealed to you, I get to enjoy that victory with you because I get to see your life change from glory to glory. That's my prayer. See? It's not so that I can make you a member of my church, my way of thinking. That's not what I'm here for. Okay? Just so that you can get that. You can tell people that. If they say that to you, you know, I'm trying to get you to follow me. No, I'm not. You can follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. That's available. Okay? But I'm not trying to be one of those last day prophets that's going to say, you know, I have the wisdom that you have to live by. I don't have that. Okay? I can invite you into the same place of victory that I'm enjoying. That's about all I can do. Okay. And then, so this is an active word. We're going to get to an active word because the word left heaven, it was already faithful. It, the word that's written in your Bible, between the books of Genesis to Revelation in your Bible, those are already faithful words. Those are already faithful promises. Okay? I need them to be there just as you need them to be there. I need them to work just as you need them to work. See, in the last days, it's going to become imperative that we function that way. Amen. So since you already have a word that's faithfully given to you, I would like to maybe give you some understanding of how you can protect or support the seed of the word of God. Okay? That's basically what I'm here for, so that you can recognize and say, wait a minute, I didn't protect the word that was given. I didn't, the revelation that God gave me, I did what Peter did. Jesus said, Peter, you're blessed, and I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. You've been revealed, something's been revealed to you by the Father, and I'm going to build on that revelation. I'm going to build so that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. And within 12 scriptures, Peter had to be rebuked by Jesus because Jesus said, get behind me. You don't savor the things that are of God. You want this thing to go your way. See? Oh, they can't kill you, Jesus. I told you that's what I'm here for. They have to go through this or everything that I've taught you cannot be activated. See? I'm just one trying to activate the faith that's already in you so that you can begin to be skillful in the word of grace. That's all I'm here for. So again, we were starting to look at Mark chapter 4, verses 13 through the last verse in that chapter 4, to show you how Jesus was saying things to us that are still applicable today, that are still necessary today, okay? And Jesus spoke to us in parables. And in verse 13, he says, as an explanation to what he'd already said in verses 1 through 13, and sometimes we do what they did. They heard what he was saying, but they didn't hear nothing. Okay? And it could be multiple reasons for that. We could be sitting in a worship service and demanding from God, but not listening to God. Amen. Okay? Because we like the way that it's presented, and so then we get excited about the way it's presented. The Word of God does not have to have it presented a certain way before it becomes activated. Amen. He says stuff like this, childlike faith. Okay? That would be, if you would, that would be simple faith. Okay? Just people that have the audacity to just believe that what God said he meant. Okay? That they're not easily swayed by this or that. We have to be trained how not to believe God. That's real. We have to be trained that way. And the devil will make sure that you get the proper training in failure. He will make sure of that. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay? So he wants to make sure that you don't believe God as it is written. See? Jesus whooped the devil because he believed that which was written. The devil came to check the oil, and Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. The devil said, let me try something else. And then Jesus said, it is written. See? He used what was written because it was alive on the inside of his heart. Amen. It was not just something that he was quoting. He was walking it out. Said, devil, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, even though I'm hungry. That's not what I'm going to be moved by first. I'm going to be moved by what is written. Right? There is a promise that God has already made for me, and I need to go eat that. I need to go partake of that. Okay? And as I partake of that and get the strength from that, then everything that I need has already been given to me. He's going to meet all of my need according to his riches and glory by the word, Christ Jesus. So then the more I adhere to the word, not just the more I quote the word, I could cite plenty of people I knew that was quoting the word and living well beneath the privileges that the word said was theirs. Amen. They were readily walking about trying to do what they can do by their own strength, as opposed to resting in the Lord, trusting in the Lord with all of their heart, leaning not to their own understanding, because when you do that, he said he would then direct your path. See, that's what I'm here for. It's to stir you up so that you can remember, recall what has been written. You can allow the Holy Ghost to aim you in that direction so that you can just meditate in that. Amen. Mark chapter 4, verse 13, he was speaking to them. He said, y'all, if y'all don't know this parable, you're not going to know any of the parables. You won't know all of them if you don't know this one. This is the granddaddy. And then he said to them, I'm going to reiterate, the sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. Excuse me. But when they heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word which was sown in their hearts. Please know that if you don't know how to use what was spoken by the Spirit of God, then you're not going to be able to keep what was spoken by the Spirit of God. Because the devil, he just told us, the word was sown. The sower sows the word. But these are they by the wayside in everyday life, in the marketplace, where the word is sown. But when they heard, Satan comes. Not next week, not next month. He comes immediately to take away the word that was sown in their hearts. See? In the marketplace or in life, if you would, because that's what Jesus was referencing there, because the wayside was people were coming, moving forward, backwards, left, and right. They were moving all around. They were living life. And in that process of living life, the devil wants to cause that word trampled on. Okay? I know in my day, this is some of the things that people used to say. You know, I know that works for the pastor. Beloved, it doesn't work for the pastor any more than it does for you. See? God's no respecter of person. So he didn't say, here's my word for the pastors and the bishops, and they're going to enjoy good. No, it's for who? Soever will. Okay? I mean, like I say, in our generation, you know, we thought that it was the special people, the people that lived perfect lives. Well, let me help you out. There was no one that lived a perfect life till Jesus. And then there's no one after that cannot live a perfect life without Jesus' help. And I don't mean Jesus' help on one day and then the next day you go do it your way. No, that's not a person that's going to win every time. See? We are blessed because we don't have to have visitations of the Lord. We can allow the Lord to live big in us. See, that's what he said he wanted to do. I think we quoted that last time when it was in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. When God says, I'll be their God, I'll walk in them, and I'll dwell in them. See, he wants to make this thing personal. Before, the children of God had to go to a specific place at a specific time so that he can get anything from the Lord. You remember the pool of Bethesda where the angel came and he troubled the water, and the first person that came after the water was troubled, that's the person that got the answer to their prayer. Well, my God, to me, I would see a whole lot of fighting going on trying to be the first person in. See, and God didn't want it to continue that way. He wanted people to know that he was available to them. That's why he did the troubling of the water, so that they won't have to think that if it don't come down from heaven, it don't happen. He troubled the water, or he troubled the place where they were. They were gathered at that pool. It said there was multitudes of infirmed people that would gather there. Daily, even if the pool wasn't troubled, they were still going to be found there. See, that was not God's best. That was a message that he was giving to the people, that God can be reached. Amen. That's what that was saying to the people.
Okay.
Because anybody that came to the pool that believed that God sent a promise that if the waters were troubled, the first one in would get an answer.
Okay.
But God didn't want us to continue to live like that. That's why Jesus said things like, what I want you to do is I want you to wait till you receive power from on high. Go, and the Spirit of God is going to come, and he's going to, this is what he did. He came and rested or sat upon each of them. Everybody that was in that room. So all of a sudden, it was not just the one that got blessed. God visited his people and sat on 120 of them at one time. See? And then when you had that experience, he told them, he says, after that, then I want you to go and be witnesses to all Samaria, Judea, and to all parts of the earth, which was an experience that you had privately, and release it publicly. See, he's always been interested in the whole world. That's why he told Joshua, every place the soles of your feet should try. I've already given that to you. Let's learn how to walk as God has ordained. Every place that the soles of your feet have trod. And that's a spiritual connotation now. Every promise that you see in the word, you can walk in it. Amen. You can walk in it to the point that the more time you spend walking in the word, the more territory he will give you. See, that's the way he's always been. He told him, he said, as far as you can see, the horizon that you have, I've given this land to you from the great river to the sea. Everywhere that you can walk in. So let's just try it this way. He's saying to us the same way he said to Joshua, whatever you walk in that day, I'm giving it to you that day. Then when you wake up tomorrow and walk in a greater portion, I'm giving that to you tomorrow in a greater portion. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can dare ask or think, according to the power that works in you. See, he didn't just cause it to be something that was confined. He said, according to the power that works in you. Amen. How much of the power of God are you allowing to work in you? That would be the question. Okay? Because as you have believed, so be it unto you. Did you hear that? He said, as you believe, so be it unto you. Notice he didn't say that we have to live in the, as you can connect with somebody else in a specific place, then you get it. He says, whatever faith you release is the faith you can then operate in. Watch this. We're going to go down and see this in Mark chapter 4. He says, these are they, verse 16, that likewise where the word is sown on stony ground, who when they've heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves, but endure but for a time. Afterward, with affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. So it says that here's another group of people that heard it, but their heart was stony. Their heart had not been cultivated, tilled. The Bible tells us to break up the fallow ground. And every place that you break the fallow ground up in is a place where you can receive more. You are making preparation to receive or preparation to walk. Amen. Okay, again, wherever the soles of your spiritual feet tread, he's giving you that. Okay? And we are blessed because we can go from glory to glory. Amen. So we don't have to have mountaintop and valley low experiences anymore. We can have it so that every place the soles of our feet trod, that's our promise.
Amen. Okay?
We have better promises.
Okay?
He wants us to live life without measure. Glory to God. Because he's interested in salvation taking place in all the world. That's why he wants us to live without measure in his word. See? Just as scripture fulfilled said that he did not give Jesus the spirit limitedly. He wants us to walk in that same power. Not to be those that only can get a promise through a breakthrough on Sunday. See? He wants to give us the spirit without measure. Jesus is the one that said we will be filled with the Holy Ghost. The way I understand filled is without measure, to the full, overflowing. Amen. I mean, you'll have more promise that you're walking in than you will ever have challenge that's presented to you. I'll say that again. You should have more promise that you're walking in than the challenge that's being presented to you. Amen. Paul said it this way, that we are more than conquerors. A conqueror is the one that went and fought the fight and won the battle. We're not that person. We are the one that is more than a conqueror. Amen. Okay? God is interested in the whole world. He made that statement, and the revelation came to John so that John began to say and understand the thing that said, God wants all. He wants to heal all. We're supposed to partake of the fullness of the word, the fullness of the spirit, the fullness of joy. That's what he said to those, John chapter 1, to those that believed on his name, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Those that were no longer just looking for somebody that they can grab and touch and be the hem of his garment, he gave you the power to become the Son of God. And of his fullness have we all received grace for grace. You know, I love that scripture in John 17. He says, of his fullness have we all received grace for grace. See, I don't have to go from trouble to trouble. I can go from grace to grace. The same grace that was available that gave me victory the first time, whatever my next situation and circumstance is, the grace will provide the same victory. I go from grace to grace, from glory to glory, from faith to faith. See? He took the limits off, beloved. The limits off. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can dare ask or think, according to the power that's working on the inside of us. See? According to the territory that we have received by faith from the word of God. Amen. That's what we're supposed to function in. That's what God is looking for you to grow up into. Okay? You're supposed to grow up in him in all things. Grow up, not stay a baby, not even stay a teenager. Glory to God. We're supposed to be those who are of full age.
Amen. Okay? That's the promise. As that is the promise, then that should be our place of provision. Those who are of full age. Amen. Since the first ones received the word and didn't even get a chance to do nothing with it, because the devil took it from them before they could utilize it, before they could grow up in it. Okay? That's the first group. Second group, the word was sown on stony ground. They heard it and received it with gladness, but they did not have root in themselves. Okay? They still had more confidence in someone else's faith than they did in their faith. They had no root in themselves, but they endure for a time. They went to church and they felt good at church, but they couldn't even make it back to the house. But for a time, they endured. Okay? As soon as persecution or affliction came, for the word's sake, they were offended. I knew this stuff didn't work. The reason that the challenge won instead of you being the champion is because you gave up your victory. The persecution or the affliction, which only came for the word, you were offended because that affliction came. The persecution came. The questions came. You know, I think it was R.W. Shambach used to say that if you would feed your faith, you'll starve your doubts to death. The more you get into the word, the less opportunities you're going to be presented for failure. Amen. The devil will come and try to tell you, but it's kind of too late now. See why? Because the word has been sown. Okay? And then it says, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. It had to become unfruitful because when it left heaven, it already was faithful. It already was fruitful. But because of a learned behavior, we think that the trials that we are facing came to check us out. They didn't. They came to check whether or not the word was settled in your heart. Amen. Again, the devil only seeks those he can devour. Didn't say the devil devours everybody. He's only seeking those he can devour. If I would resist him, he'll flee. Didn't even say fight him, beloved. It said if you would resist the devil, he would flee. Glory to God. So while he's running away to enjoy the benefit that comes from the word, the power that comes from the word, the ability to be built up, as it says in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you unto the word of his grace. I commend you unto God and to the word of his grace that's able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. For he wants you to receive that word and be built up by that word. See? He sent the word and healed you. I used to quote that kind of, you know, the way I heard it before, but that's not the way it reads. Psalm 107, verse 20. He said he sent his word and healed them. He didn't send his word to heal them. God speaks from a different position. When he releases a word, that word is forever settled in heaven, and we get the opportunity to settle that word in our lives. See, it's already settled in heaven. So we get to then release the promise and power of that word in our lives. Amen. See? That means I don't have to endure just for a time. Really, what he just said is the rest of my life is now going to function by that word, by that promise. Amen. See, and as we think like that, then we cause the devil to have fits. Amen. Why? Because the lust of other things don't get to enter in. The deceitfulness of other things don't get to enter in. The cares of this world don't get to enter in. Okay? So then that word cannot become unfruitful. I just want you to see, this is in your Bible, this is in red. That means Jesus is talking here. Okay? And he said, I need for you to understand this principle. Because when you understand this principle, then all of the other principles that I'm going to release to you will be able to be walked out. But if you don't understand this principle, then every place I want to take you, you won't be able to go. You'll give up. You'll quit. You'll cave in. Yes, it's areas that you've not been to before, but they are already set aside for you to sojourn in the land of promise. That's what we should be walking around in, the land of promise, not the land of hurts, not the land of doubts and unbelief. See, we're supposed to walk around in the land of promise. Hallelujah. See, going back and forth over the promises of God that give you more and more confidence, more and more faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then you begin to remove words out of your vocabulary that God never meant to be in your vocabulary. Words like can't are not supposed to be in your vocabulary. Okay? Because I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He took the limits off. See? All I need to do is to go hear the word from Christ. Let the word come out of his spoken word, the Bible. Written word, the Bible. Our job is to take the logos and make it rhema. You read it and you say, that's what you said, God. Now, cause that to be a reality in my life. Cause that to be a truth in my heart. Okay? Because you've given unto every man the measure of faith. Okay? This is not a specialty club that we have to fight to get in. He's given it to every man. Glory to God. He didn't even wait on your birthday. Come on now. He didn't wait on your birthday to give you a birthday gift. He caused you to be born again, and that's an eternal birthday. Amen. Today, if you will hear his voice. Okay? He says, when the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Okay? That's all he's waiting for. It's for the day star and the word of God that's been spoken, the promise of God that's been spoken, the day star, the new day that comes. And he wasn't just talking about an AM revelation. When the light of the glorious gospel, your heart, you now are in line for the promise of that word. Amen. See? Verse 20. Excuse me. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as, look at all the requirement here. This is it. Look at the requirement. Such as hear the word, receive the word, and bring forth fruit. Just get that. Hear the word, receive the word, and bring forth fruit. Stay with the word until that word that you heard, that yes that you heard, that promise that you heard now brings forth fruit in your life. Say, it becometh fruitful instead of unfruitful. And then it's this word, that the good word that's sown on good ground, it's measurable. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Wow. Again, he's interested in us growing. I mean, it probably would have been enough just to take the 30-fold and get that and enjoy that. But that's not where God stopped. And he left it up to you. Some 30, some 60, some 100. Right? He left it up to you. You can live in the hundredfold recompense that God has made available for you. You can live in the 30-fold if you choose to. But hundredfold is available. There was nothing to stop the hundredfold from happening in their life. See? It wasn't that they said, I'm only 30-fold worthy. I'm only 60-fold worthy. Such as hear the word, receive the word, and then the word brings forth the fruit. Just want you to see that. I mean, God has caused the situation, the circumstance in your life to have to deal with you rather than you having to deal with it. Did you see what I just said? See, the situations of your life, they're waiting for you to deal with the word 60, 30, and 100-fold. Because once you purpose that you're going to do that, you say, wait a minute, 100-fold is available? Then 100-fold is what I'm going for. I will enjoy the 30 on my way to the 100. But I will not stop at the 30. Why? Well, that's just being greedy. No, that is honoring God. He didn't put a limitation on it, did he? Why then should you? To those that received his word, even those that believed on his name, to them he gave the power to become sons. He didn't say, I'm going to make you a 30-fold son. God didn't make that determination. You did. God's not mad at you for making the 30-fold determination, but he was offering 100-fold. Amen. 100-fold from what the word produces in your life. Please look at that. This is really not even an exchange, beloved. This is a functional operation. Ad infinitum. Okay? It's a functional operation. If you want to allow your heart to be a 30-fold heart, it can be. But that same heart can be a 100-fold heart. From now on, in every situation. Hallelujah. Okay? We are now in a season that God honors, because there are two calendar systems that are available. One is the sun or the solar calendar. One is the lunar calendar. The lunar calendar is available to you, because God put both of them in the air, in the sky. Today is the first day of the Passover under the Jewish lunar calendar. I know we had Easter and Passover a couple of weeks ago. This is the one that God instituted. He will honor both. He's not mad about it. Whichever way you come to him, amen. As long as you come. But since there are through areas where you can go, let's find out which one God is doing the most in.
See? Because there are a lot of us that came from the thought that God only helps those that help themselves. First of all, that is not a scripture. You can go from Genesis to Revelation, and you will not find that scripture. God does not help those that help themselves. He wants you to decide what you want to have in your life. And then, because it's already validated and approved, he wants you to enjoy it. Amen. That's real, beloved. He's not putting a caps on you. He never did. Jesus said it this way: I am come that you might have life, and have that life more abundantly. Did he say 30-fold only? Did he say 60-fold only? Did he say 100-fold only? No, he said more abundantly. Okay, and again, I'm just quoting what that says, John chapter 10. He didn't say you will have abundance. He said the life will be able to be lived more abundantly. Sounds like to me right then, he just invited me to 100-fold and beyond. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Okay? Some of the things that God is going to need to have happen in the earth in these days is going to require the abundantly lifestyle. Amen. Amen. Because he needs to unlock our thinking. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, that's what you find the man. So is he. So if you will always be perpetually happy only with the 30, God's not mad at you. But he was offering 100. He was offering abundantly. Amen. Again, that's in red in your Bible, John chapter 10, verse 10. See, that's Jesus said that. This is not a Stevie Lee preference that I like because of God. Jesus said that. He's making it available for us. And there's a reason, because when we get to some of the issues that's going to be in life that surround us, it's going to require more abundantly. Amen. See? Well, that's true. I hadn't thought about that. In the day of Moses, and Moses went around expressing and declaring the word of God. Excuse me. And then the people that he was talking to were accustomed to magic happening. And so Moses showed them that this is not magic. This is exceedingly abundantly. He cast his rod on the ground, and his rod transformed. And then they say, oh, we can do that. And they threw their rods on the ground, and their rods transformed. And then Moses' rod did what? It ate up their rods. That's more abundantly. See, he had to present that so that he can cause us to grow past just this little bit. See, with the advent of the internet, with the advent of all kind of technical advances, things can be seen, and you could say that was God. Because it don't happen all the time. It don't happen because we don't believe for it all the time. There's no reason. Because we can live in the more abundantly lifestyle. But it's as your faith, not as your lust. See? God was never speaking to the spirit of lust. He was speaking to the faith that he gave you. He dealt to every man
the measure of faith. He's speaking to that so that you can increase from that position what God is able to do through your life, with your life. 30, 60, 100-fold. Okay? He's looking for the witness that people will be able to see because you decided to step up. Amen. You can introduce people to the 30-fold and invite them to the 100-fold. More grace, more mercy, more love. I never did once talk about bank accounts, did I? See, because if you limit it to bank accounts, you're 30-fold, that's what you get. But I'm interested in seeing God move in the above all I can dare ask position. See? Going back to Mark chapter 4, just want you to hear this. See, if you protect the word in your heart, Psalms 119, verse 11, David said, your word have I hid in my heart so that I will not be without a portion, sin against thee. David didn't have to be without a portion. He wanted to live the life of a king. Come on, y'all. Wow, that's good, sir. David said, I'm hiding this in my heart so I can live the life of a king. I will not be without a portion. I will have great expectations, and you will be able to deliver in great manner. Because the Lord knows how to deliver by many or by few. He knows no limits or no restraints. See? He knows how to do that. He will meet you where you are. And he's not mad if you want to flop around in the 30-fold pool. Amen for that. But 100-fold was available at the exact same time 30-fold was. It's a matter of you opening your heart, cultivating your heart, getting out the stuff that shouldn't be there, getting out the words that never should have been in your vocabulary in the first place. It says in Psalm 78, it says, they limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited him because they didn't want to go past the point that their father's father had seen. Amen. But God has taken the limits out. The new covenant is based on better promises, that you might have that life more abundantly, not have more abundance. There's a difference. Jesus wants you to be able to trust God at a higher level because a higher level is going to be required. Amen. Because to do the things that God wants done in the earth, it's going to require a higher level. It's going to require a higher place of thought. Remember that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will. You can prove either one, bless the Lord. You can prove either one, the good, the perfect, and the acceptable. See, he gave you the measure of faith that would allow you to do that. That you can do what Peter, come on, y'all, that you can do what Peter did and greater. Peter was simply walking down the street, going to the store to get some bread. And as he was walking down the street, his shadow released healing to everybody that it came across. Amen. Everybody. Do you not think that there are an abundance of hurt people needing healing today? Well, God wants you to be able to walk in more abundantly so that you can then not have to go and just lay hands on them. He just walked down the street and his shadow caused healing. Amen. See, we're going to need that display in our days because of the hurt that has been, that has locked up a multitude of people. Amen. The reason that drugs are made so readily available is because the people are stuck in their hurt and they don't have an answer. They don't know the answer. They haven't seen manifestations of the answer. And God is wanting us to receive the word. Hear the word, receive the word, and allow the word to bring forth fruit. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. So then just so that I hear that, that is at minimum, we're supposed to have over 30 Peters. Amen. That would be 100-fold, wouldn't it? Because Peter was only doing what he heard Jesus telling him to do. He heard Jesus tell him, go to the sick, heal the sick, raise the dead. Yeah, that's what he heard Jesus say to him. So then he said, well, okay, since that's what you said, Jesus, I got to be about doing that then, don't I? Oh, that's just for the special note, he said, and some 30, 60, and 100. Not the particular, he said, some, or whosoever wills. See? I'm not trying to say, well, I'm the one that decides what God does. No, Peter did not try to decide who got healed by the shadow. He just walked down the street. What I'm asking us to do is to just walk in this grace. Okay? Begin to believe for this grace so that we can cause answers to be given to those that don't see hope. That's why you find them drinking doing drugs. I mean, really, as we think through it, if we were to walk in the fullness of what he said there, we would eliminate the need for drugs. We would eliminate the need for escape, because that's what drugs are. They are a type of an escape. Why escape when I can be healed? Glory to God. See? But the body of Christ has not walked in the fullness of what he said we should walk in. He said we should walk in it in a greater dimension. Greater works than these shall you do. Not the same works, beloved. Greater. Peter heard that. And Peter walked out in that. In our day, during our time, this dispensation is going to be required of us. Because that gets people's attention so that now they will hear the word of God that was sent unto them. See? These signs shall follow them that believe. That sounds like shadow dispensation to me. Signs following. See? I'm not of the mindset where I still have to beg and plead God. No. Signs follow. Amen. See, he's the Lord of the breakthrough. And if he's the Lord, since he's the Lord of the breakthrough, my question then becomes, how come I'm still living in prisons when he's broken through? Prisons of doubt and limitation. Why am I still living in those when he's the Lord of the breakthrough? Okay. This is what's needed. Well, that's true. Coca-Cola used to sing the song. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Yeah. See, they need manifestations of love. Not manifestation of good thought about prayers, but manifestations of love. God so loved that he gave, and Jesus went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Well, they need a manifestation of the same love. Just walking about healing those that were oppressed. See? It's not so that I can look good. I don't even have to ever see the people again. What I would like to see is the manifestation of the victory in their life that God promised them. Amen. They don't have to know me. See? When we begin to think on the global scale, then it's not about me, is it? It's about him and all that he wants to do and is now released to do because I simply believe him. I receive the word. I heard it, I receive it, and the word brings more fruit. Some 30, some 60, and 100 fold. Then he said, well, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel? Is a candle brought to be put under circumstances? Under limits? Is that the reason that the light was there? Was it there to be put under a bed? Or is it not there to be made visible so that all can see? And I, if I be lifted up, I will then, light of the world, draw all men unto me. So in the last days, the days that we're living in, it's going to be necessary for the abundantly life to be made manifest. Something that would cause them to then hunger and thirst for righteousness so that they can be filled. Yes, sir. Not just hungry and thirst for a handout. Okay, see? Track that with me. They need to hunger and thirst for righteousness so that they can be filled. Don't hunger and thirst for a handout. I'll tell you a thing about a handout. A handout, it doesn't last very long. Here we go. We have trained people and caused people to think about what a handout, a government handout can do, but within 30 days, they need another handout. But if you would cause them to hunger and thirst for righteousness, he said the promise now is they would be filled. Never again returning to the place that need is present. They would be filled. I was kind of thinking about that the other day. And I went back to in the Kings where the widow woman had the information that was given to her by the prophet and said, bring the barrels here. Bring the containers here. And then the barrels kept, the oil kept coming out as long as she had a vessel. But when the vessels ran out, the oil stopped running. He wants us to live in that same paradigm, that we would be filled because righteousness now is what causes us to walk. See? We're just not walking by our lust or even by our need. We're walking by righteousness. They that hunger and thirst for righteousness. A filling so that you'll never have to thirst again. That was the same promise that he made the woman at the well. That I'm going to cause you to be able to enjoy a filling that never has to be revisited. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. A stream would be good, but he didn't say a stream. He said rivers. And I want to remind you that wherever two rivers converge, there is an overflow. Every time, all the time. An overflow that will change landscape, what they're looking at. Because a flood overflow, where the convergence happens, a flood will always change the landscape. Glory to God. So then you'll have people that would be able to come to in contact with that which will never run out. Whew. That's a much better place than to tell them again they got to go back and get in line next month. See? God wants to, this is his word, he wants to fill the whole earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. He wants to fill the earth. He said it's going to happen the same way the waters cover the sea. Okay? The glory of the Lord is going to fill the whole earth. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord. That people will be expecting and being able to place demand and release on the glory. And it'll happen the same way the waters cover the sea. You cannot disconnect the waters from the sea. And he wants that knowledge to flood the whole earth, cover the whole earth. See, so we're going to have to do some growing up in him so that we can allow that glory, because the glory is going to be released in your life. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. See, as that glory rises upon you, then the flood of that glory will cover the whole earth the same way the waters cover the sea. You won't be able to see an end to it because it will be that massive. And with that kind of glory, it will eliminate, thank you, Jesus. With that kind of glory, it will eliminate sin. Right. Because that's what's going to happen. Where sin did abound, much more. See? Much more did grace abound. See? He's interested in flood stage. Can't you see that? Much more. That people then will be able to come to us and they will be able to know that they have a connection with God because we release truth that will transfer to them. Not truth that I walk around and I hold it. I release the truth, the power that works in me. They'll be looking to the church, the pillar and ground of the truth. They'll be inviting us to events so that they can see the glory of God released, because we simply walk in that glory. That's what's needed in these days. That's what's going to cause people to say, wait a minute, whoa, 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 there is a God alive in the earth. Jesus is still doing what he was doing because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So they'll be looking for the glory of God to be released. You won't be able to hold the membership in one location. It won't be able to be held in a building. It'll be taking over cities, countries. The whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. The same way the waters cover the sea. When you understand this parable, you'll understand all. It'll open up all to you. See, this is not just something that sounds good on Sunday, but then it runs out on Sunday night. He wants us to live in this glory. We were created for this glory. That's what he did with Adam. He was crowned with glory, honor, and virtue. Crowned with it. It was on his thought processes. That's what goes on your head, a crown. That's the way we were created. As the couriers of the glory of God. Yeah, it requires that you would go ahead and get rid of the sin. It requires that so that he can fill you with righteousness. He can fill you with peace, fill you with faith. He wants to be all in all. That's why he saved us. so that we can carry his glory, release his glory, and then draw people in to a life abundantly by his word. But as we always say, the choice is yours. Your way or God's way? God's waiting on you today. Father, we just thank you. We bless you for this word, Father, that you have released into the atmosphere so that we can hear it. Released in our presence so that we can do it. Father, we just like those that are sold on good ground, we heard the word. We received the word. And the word brought forth fruit. From 30, from 60, and 100-fold. We give you praise, God, that we choose to walk in that life abundantly. A life that pleases you so that we can then fulfill all that you want to get done in the earth. We give you the praise for that, sir. We give you the glory and the honor. Committing it to you as done in the master's name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is Lord and Savior, and the redeemed the Lord said together, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. As we do, we'll give you an opportunity. If you have any questions or comments about the ministry tonight, we'll give you an opportunity to ask those questions or make those comments. So have your code 770-843-1578. Excuse me, you have the mic? Any questions? Area code 770-843-1578. You have the mic. Any questions or comments about the ministry tonight?
I don't have any questions. I have comments that it just gets clearer and clearer. So it's really a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the call, partaking of that blessing. Area code 731. 273-6034. 731-273-6034. You have the mic. Any questions or comments about the ministry tonight? Area code 731-273-6034. You have the mic. Any questions or comments? Amen. Thank you for being on the call. Again, this is one of the things that I wanted to get into with the teaching tonight. But our testimony, the word says, we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So your testimony saying that it was a blessing gives you more power to overcome. Area code 804-944-1486. Area code 804-944-1486. You have the mic. Any questions or comments about the ministry tonight? Amen. Amen. One thing I say at this time also is it's never a wrong. You can't ask a wrong question according to the word of God. Okay? Because just because you don't know it doesn't mean that you will not know it. Because as you ask, you shall receive. That's one of the things, the way it works in the kingdom. So you can't ask a bad question. You can't make a bad statement. See, because iron sharpens iron. So when you ask a question or make a statement, somebody else that hears it also is blessed because of the iron sharpening iron concept. Area code 404-536-7829. You have the mic. Any questions or comments about the ministry tonight?
Well, I was wondering, you said,
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The Bible doesn't say God help them that help they self.
Yes.
Is there anything comparable to that? I understand that
no.
That's not in the Bible, but how would I stand on just trusting God to help me help myself?
Okay, now, the man did say it, and he confessed it. He said, I don't understand. Lord, help thou my unbelief.
Okay.
Okay? So then that's always available. But then you have to be honest with God and say, I don't know. I thought I should.
Yeah.
I thought by now I should have been wrong, though. But Lord, help my unbelief. Because that's what it is. It's not it's not an issue of ignorance. It's an issue of unbelief. That's what he told the man. This is how, after the man was coming there saying, if I can just get to Jesus, Jesus can heal him. And then he got there and he said, well, I want to believe. Help my unbelief.
Yeah.
He didn't say, help my intellect get it.
Okay,
See, God wants to meet you where you are because he knows that he knows we don't know.
Okay.
And so he wants to teach us. He wants to show us. He wants to reveal to us.
Okay.
But if we don't ask, why do we? I was going to say that James chapter 4 said we have not because we ask not. We ask and receive not because we ask amiss, only wanting to consume it upon our lust. Not trying to give God any glory at all. We just want to be seen as shown up. See, that's not what he's interested in. See?
Okay.
So he's not mad because you don't know. He said, if any man lack wisdom, what? Ask
let
of God,
God,
who gives to all men liberally. See? And he's not mad because you ask. The thing is, we are sometimes too proud to go before God and say, Lord, I have to ask you. I know I just read it, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not going to be mad because you asked. He's going to say, good, I'm glad you stepped up, don't I? Let's get her done.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. No problem. You could be no worse than the disciples. The Bible says that he tried to get them to understand, and they didn't. But when he was alone, he expounded all things to them. Why? Because he did not, well, you can say it this way. Beloved, I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren. I would not that you would be ignorant concerning spiritual things. See, he does not want us to be ignorant. See, he wants us to ask and receive. He wants us to get used to that process of asking so that we can receive. The whole kingdom is set on that principle. See, if you don't ask, Jesus is the one that told us, ask, knock. See why? Because the one that knocks is going to receive. The one that asks is going to. We have to say to him and be honest. You know, this is the place. Let's do it this way. This is the place that my intellect stopped. Lord, help my unbelief. That was a good way of saying it. Yeah. See, God is interested in making you in his image, causing you to be conformed into the image of Christ Jesus. He knows you don't know how to do that. That's why to those that ask, they're the ones that receive. Knock, and it shall be open. Seek, and you shall find. See, that's straight out of Jesus' mouth. So he can't get mad because we're doing one of those three things. He's the one who told me to do it because he wants his glory to be released in this earth. Amen. Amen. Again, I would like to say that if this ministry has been a blessing to you, or if you've been challenged to grow in any way, please allow God to reveal to you how you can be a blessing to this ministry through a ministry of giving. Just go to the website, livedeliverance.com, find the donate tab, and sow your seed. Ask God, what should I give? And then give that. Because we're only here because of the generous gifts and love offering of those of you who are listening, those of you who are cyber ministers, members here at livedeliverance.com. So we'd like to thank you for seeking the Lord and partnering with us as we take the gospel to the whole world. We'd like to remind you also to invite your friends and family and coworkers so that they can listen and participate in the broadcast every Monday night from 9 to about 10:30 as we all grow in faith and in fellowship in the spirit right here at livedeliverance.com. So until the next time that we can get together, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his shalom. Until next Monday, love y'all. Be blessed.